From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the logs for the RD contest are gathered by the contest manager, this last week saw many former members of the military take part in the commemoration of the Vietnam Veterans Day, August the 18th, the anniversary of the Battle of Long Tan. I mention this as amongst those who took part are a former WIA director and a WIA life member. For those who served, it is important that they be able to reflect on the years in uniform, and for the newer members of the amateur radio family, it stands as a reminder of why we have these events and illustrates that there are many of the people involved whom we meet at our club or on air. However, I came upon an article that touched on the dynamism of traditions and how we view things in different ways as time goes by. It was like a lecture I took that covered the subject of correct English usage. The point of the lecture was to get across to the fresh-faced audience of young first-year students that the written and spoken language was not static, or else we might all be talking like William Shakespeare and writing in a similar vein. These days, the lexicographers, the dictionary experts, bring out updates to their work and even tell us what the most popular new word was last year. The recent article was from an author from the United Kingdom, and his remarks went to the various ways traditions pass in importance there. This brings me to a subject that I've addressed before, and that it is the very old and new mix of things that we find in this pursuit. We respect and maintain many of the traditional practices that have been incorporated into amateur radio, such as the Q code, the Morse code, and the SAI and PO signal reports. We've had some of these items lodged in the regulations that govern our licences, and others have been a reflection of the times, such as the various iterations of the amateur's code. As a way of invoking what is seen as good behaviour and respect for fellow amateurs, there really hasn't been a better expression of aspirations for us all, as fellow hams. At times there is the so-called clash of cultures amongst our peers, when older and younger members of the group seek to argue that their operating procedures or favourite modes or type of club meetings is better than the elder or younger versions might be. Here we see that there really is no right or wrong answer to these matters, and the solution should be what is pragmatic. If it works amongst your group, then it is the right way to go. You see, if we go back to the amateur's code from 100 years back, these things are really covered by the words. An amateur is up to date and helps his fellow amateurs, and is responsible to his family. The idea is that we keep on developing our interests and keep our lives in balance. We have regard to the past, and we support what is new, and we enjoy all that is in between. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.